It is about what you feel, what you do, how you choose to present yourself when the situation requires you. It is about what you're looking for, what you search for. It is not about fulfillment, but it is about what is missing. How do you improve? How do you progress? Are you searching? It is about the mind, how it grows progressively. What do you feed it? How do you cultivate the mind? It is about the galaxies and the stars, but not so much about the moon as much as is it about you. It is about choices, much as it about decisions, but it is about having the bravery and the strength to make those things come to fruition. What is it you're searching for? It is about a pause, a break, an interruption in the transmission, a stop in the space-time continuum, a choice that you will always make, a moment in being when you realize that you are what you are searching for. So I will ask, what is it you are searching for? It is about infinite tomorrows, but it's also about yesterdays and how the past repeats itself. So how will you choose to repeat yourself in their lives? It is about now. It is about then. What is it you are searching for? What is it you are searching for? Is it the now? Is it the no? Is it the yes? Is it that subsequent I love you that you need? What is it you are searching for? What is it you are searching for?
Thank you. what the village was like, because I know South Africa has a long history of this kind of urban planning and how it involves race and place. Could you describe like where you're from and what kind of role that had for you growing up?
Townships were a structure. They literally moved people out of places that were closer to their to where they lived and created all these townships, identical houses, created schools for the black people to go to and move them as far as possible from Wall Street, you know. But it went far because this is the only thing black people knew. You are born in the township and everything around you is... there's nothing that is inspiring. You know, everyone is on the same level. Everyone is working for a master. It's either your grandfather or father works in the mine, and your mother is a domestic worker, and no one aspires to be anything else. You know, so everything in the township was meant for the township. They created certain brands for black people that were cheaper. Clothing lines that were cheaper, food that was not so healthy but cheaper, you know. It's a system they created for the black people.
Side of the beer can. Can you tell us what that was and how it might have made you feel to see and read that?
They had different brands actually, and well packaged, you know, and on the side it was written "Do not drink and walk." Basically it was meant for the people with a low income, people who didn't drive, and today it's "Do not drink and drive." And, you know, this was, even the name was an African name, even though it was not made by a black person. It was a very toxic beer, like in cartons, and you finish that carton, it finishes you, you know. Very toxic, traditional. We grew up knowing that it's a traditional beer, but in reality it was never traditional because it is not really our tradition to drink that. So, but it was created in that manner that this is your beer. You know, you work here, you live here, you drink this. And that's a circle. You grow up in that environment where even the people that you kind of like look up to are drinking this and they are wearing these kind of clothes. And it becomes a system that captures you and you see nothing beyond. And all you want to do, all you want to emulate is what you see in front of you. And you grow up in this environment and you become comfortable in it. And our biggest struggle till today is getting out of that system. You know, it is the most imprisoning system to be in, because it's not just about walking out of it. People get comfortable to a point where they love it, and even when they do make it in life, they will spend most of their days living in the township, going to hangouts the same way people before them did, and eventually they end up back in the township because it's such a toxic place.
Best.
Best.
this when we were younger?
I was quite aware of it. It's quite weird. From an early age, I remember I mentioned earlier how I used to look after the cars when I wasn't at school and holidays, and I used to just sit there the whole day and imagine this life, traveling overseas, probably, yeah, not even knowing how to pronounce this place. And I had all these visions and dreams of wanting a better life, you know, wanting to do something greater with my life, wanting to get out of that system, wanting to
believe it's the best,
to be the best, you know. Because it's such a rural area, it's that place where you clearly see stars, you know. And if I saw a shooting star, I would speak and say, I want to be the best, whatever that I choose to be. Like, literally, I would say that as a kid. And so it's a place I wanted to get out of at a very early age. It has always been, you know, my dream. Like, one day I need to leave this place and I need to get my family out of it.
Yeah. Believe it, you're the best.
Tick, tick, tick. It's working. Hello, hello, hello.
such a sweet ability to speak and coherent, such a bitter gift of being alive. Dance is the only real translation as painting. Put your feet on the canvas, print your work. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas, print your work. Dance is the only real translation of painting.
Only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your wristbands is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your wristbands is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your wristbands is the only real translation of painting. Thank you. print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting. Put your feet on the canvas. Print your book. Dance is the only real translation of painting.
Thank you.